This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes.
You fix it!
During The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And The Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Dayton Kane off today. I'm Libby Collins in for him. David Nason also gone, so we've got Jim Riedel here.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, not so great after the storms. And we've got another guy here this morning who can help us out, and that is Jason Fox, of course, from Capital HVAC. And you do everything there.
Yeah, not just HVAC, Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing.
Stop
shortchanging me on the radio this morning.
I was going to say, you're the guy everybody needs this morning.
Yeah, we've been a little bit busy, that's for sure. So I heard you have no power.
It's back. Yes, we were gone and arrived back while the tornado warnings were going off on Tuesday night to no power in our home, which it was pretty clear it had been off for a little while. And everything went.
Did you get water in the basement because of something?
No, we didn't, because we had a backup, luckily. But we had no water because we are hooked up to a well.
So it's time for a whole home generator, it sounds like, huh?
I was going to ask you about that because, I don't ever want to have to go through that again. 3 days without showers is a little bit much for me. So let's talk about some of the things that you're getting, some of the calls you've been getting this week.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, obviously we help homeowners in their home, then we work on all the different systems, right? So, and it's, summer's coming, so people, you got the HVAC, people are buying new equipment, getting ready for summer, and then we have obviously the storms where you're having electrical issues and you're having plumbing, mostly a lot of it's clogged drains, clogged drain tile, sump pumps,
yeah, mine run out.
And then you lose power, right? So so that's we've been busy with all those things, right? So it's been trying to, keep up with it, but luckily we have a pretty good large staff and we're able to stay in front of it and help people out and get stuff taken care of, because obviously flooded basements are no fun.
That's probably been the biggest storm cause. You've been getting sump pumps not working.
Yeah,
or blowing.
And a lot of people, they don't have the battery backup. But the nice thing about battery backup is if you add a battery backup to your regular system, because our rains have been getting heavier, it seems like, right? So more water coming in. So you can actually put a battery backup with your regular sump pump, and they can both run at the same time if they need to. So you can actually get an increased pumping volume out of the house. So if you're having, water coming in quicker, if it's set up the right way.
Separate discharge, another pipe?
We just make the pipe bigger going out, gotcha. So use a 2-inch line. And then what'll happen is if the water keeps rising, the battery backup can actually kick in and they can help them.
Because sometimes the flow could be, like my house, I got a lot of flow right now, and it fills up pretty fast. And, sometimes it can be so much that one pump might not cover it.
It can't keep up or whatever, especially if the pumps get older or something, things like that. So it's a nice, it's not only for power outage, it's actually when you have these heavier rains, it can really help out too. So we've been putting a lot of that stuff in and fixing, and then there'll be a lot of people with, drains, roots in the drains, things like that, right? So this starts to slow everything down and then cause more problems. And so storm season tends to keep everything very busy. And then you have the people like you have no power or surges, power surges, take out the equipment, things like that. So helping everybody as much as we can every day.
You brought up the power surges. If you have one appliance that was maybe affected, will you have other ones too? Or is a power surge something that's more selective? It might just get one or two things in your house.
It really depends what caused the surge. If you had a lightning strike near you, you're going to take out a lot of stuff usually. But if it's just a power surge, usually the things that are on closest up in the panel will get affected first. So you can buy, like individual surge protectors for things, or you can buy the whole home ones. Those seem to be the most common these days that we put in. So it kind of protects the whole panel. So as a surge comes in, it basically fries this device, which is supposed to do, right? So it doesn't take everything else out.
So everything else in the house ends up being protected, and usually don't lose like computers and microwave. Everything's got electronics and stuff in it.
I mean, every furnace and air conditioner these days has more software going on it than...
Right, right. You need almost a computer degree to work on it.
You do. I mean, like everything is... a lot of the new equipment now that people don't realize is, because your systems are connected to the internet through your thermostat, they're actually getting updated on their own, right? I mean, they're actually getting an update to the run better, fix issues, things like that, and they don't even realize it's happening.
Well, we lost a microwave as well. That's right. I'm asking about the home surge protector. How complicated is that to put in? Is that a pretty easy fix?
No. Our electricians will come out, and you know, biggest thing is we need some space in the panel, so that sometimes can cause an issue if we have to do some things. But most homes, it's not a big deal for us to come put those in.
We've got Jason Fox here from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And if you've got questions for him, maybe you had some electric surges this week. Probably you've had some sump pump, maybe some backups and things like that with plumbing and who knows what else. Well, you want to give him a call. You've got your questions on Setting Unlimited. Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Jim Riedel's in for David Nason today, and we've got Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric here. Let's go to those calls. We've got Joe in Lisbon on the line. Hi, Joe. What's your question for Jason? Are you with us,
information,
Joe? There you are.
Yes, I am. I'm calling for information on backup sump pumps, not battery backup, but ones that run off the municipal water systems like a Venturi.
I don't know much about those, to be honest with you, Joe. Can't give you a good thing. Do you know anything about those, Jim?
I have seen them. They work by kind of like a suction effect. When you lose power, the municipal water runs through a part of the component, and what it does is it draws out the water from the sump pump. And so you're using your city water as a action to actually help pull the water out from where the sump pump normally would do it. So I have only seen it a couple times in all the basements and things that I've looked at over the years. I believe the person that had it, I probably asked him about it because it's such an unusual thing. Most people just have the plug-in types, and the person was pretty happy with it, so I don't have a lot to say about it other than that because it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the battery backup ones because they're only good for 2 hours of run time, which if they run every minute, that gives you 4 hours, then you're SOL because the battery's dead.
Well, it also depends on how on and off the cycling happens. If it's during a slower season or slower time, it'll kick on periodically. And if it's during a storm, it's going to kick on every, like, 20 seconds. So the battery might go
right,
faster.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You can get longer-lasting batteries, too, if cycle time is a concern. But, yeah, definitely, you know.
Okay, Joe, thanks.
There's a lifetime.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for your call. Because we're getting quite a few questions here on our talk and text line about backups. One person wants to know, they want a recommendation for a heavy-duty battery backup sump pump.
We personally, for what we put in is the JMI pumps. We like those and the battery backups. They seem to be really a good system and things like that. That's what we
Why do you like that particular one?
Just from all the ones we've tried and tested, we have the least amount of failures, and they're just a really good system, and they install nice, and they have a good screen, shows you what's going on and things like that. So it's just a really good pump, and we've had very few problems with them. So.
How long will those batteries last? I know you said 2 hours with Joe, but if you have a really good heavy-duty one.
It really depends on how much it's being used, right? Because, you know, I mean, as far as if it's every house is different. I mean, some homes have multiple Crocs, like we were talking about, multiple sump pumps. Some are just a single, and it depends how much water is coming in there, right? So
if you don't have any, one is better than none during a storm when the power goes out. So there's the first answer.
But it really depends on there's a lot of factors that go into it. So, I mean, we've seen some that'll last, you know, days, right? And some that are lasting, you know, only several hours, depending on how much water. Every home's a little bit different. So.
How often does your backup battery have to be replaced?
I mean, it really depends. We test them and things like that, but typically you can get 3 to 5 years out of them.
Is there a monitor on the system you use so it kind of tells you?
The ones we have a screen and everything tells you your battery life and health and all that stuff. And it, you know, basically tells you what's going on with it. So, you know, you can just go down and look at it and it shows you everything.
Because basically we always forget about basements until something bad happens. And so it's good to have something monitoring.
Alarms. So if the battery's going bad and things, right. it's going to
alarm you.
And let you know. It's going to let you know it's kicked on, right? Things like that. So this way you're not just in the dark about it.
If you've got some questions for Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric, you can get through 855-616-1620. That's our talk, Siding Unlimited talk and text line. It's 821, 42 degrees. It's chilly this morning.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to talk about air conditioners, though. Coming up on The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Now, back to The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And Jim Riedel's in for David Nason. I'm Libby Collins, and we've got Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric here.
And let's, plumbing.
And plumbing, too. We don't want to forget that.
Libby, you keep shortchanging me today. I don't plumbing, know what's going on over there.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about...
Plumbing might be the most important of all.
Well, true. Yeah, with those sump pumps, I'll tell you.
But, especially now, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, we woke up this morning. It was cold. I mean, I was cold in my house, 42 degrees. But
close the windows.
But just a couple days ago, it was close to 80. And it's really a matter of, do we turn the heat on? Do we turn the air conditioner on?
Yes.
And also, if we turn on the air conditioner, is it going to work?
Well, that's the big thing, right? So we're moving into cooling season. We're getting a little bit of a warmer than usual spring, it seems like, anyways. But
Some mosquitoes.
A lot of green grass already, right? Yes, it's a good time to take and make sure that the air conditioner does work, right? So maybe not today since it's only 46 out, but next time it's a little bit warmer, you want to turn it on and just see, is it, you know, does it turn on? Is it making any different noises? If you didn't get a chance in the fall to cut the brush and things away from the air conditioner unit outside, make sure you get everything kind of cleaned up. You'd like to have at least 3 feet all the way around for it to breathe properly. And just see, is it working? Is it making any different noises than it didn't? Did a mouse move in and maybe chew everything up? Or if you're not sure about any of that and don't want to deal with it, just call us. And we have our Beyondification special right now for $49. We'll come out and do a full complete system tune-up on the whole AC side of it, right? So we'll look at everything. It takes about 2 hours and go through everything and make sure it's running and ready to go for the season.
But that $49, that's only until the end of April.
End of April, yep. Yeah. May, it goes up to $69. And then after the end of May, it goes back to our regular price of $199.
Oh, so this is a really bargain
yeah.
right now at $49.
It sounds like a really good bargain. What kind of sound would the air conditioner make? And do you just turn it off right away? It's like you don't want to do any damage to it?
Most people know what it sounds like, right? Unless it's you just have a brand new unit and you never turned it on before, right? But most people know what their house should sound like, right? And if it's not sounding normal, or if you see outside, there's nothing happening, right? The fan's not spinning or anything like that. Well, then you know there's something going on. You know, chances are there's no load on the house. You're not going to feel they'll feel cool air no matter what, right? But is it making anything unusual to you?
All right, we've got another text coming in on the talking text line. Have you heard of, and I hope I pronounce this right, Zoehler pumps, Zoehler? What do you think of those?
Zoehler, yep.
Zoehler, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're a good pump. You know
they're
what I mean?
Green.
They are green.
They are green.
Sometimes blue.
Sometimes blue. Oh, yeah. That's new. I didn't know that.
Mostly green, though. Yeah, they're a decent brand like anything else, right? We just use a specific brand because we like the way that everything had the controls and the operation and everything. I showed Jim off the air here that there's like a screen on ours that tells you what's going on, right? Because sometimes when you put a sump pump in, it's just a sump pump and it plugs into something you have no idea. So the ones we have with the battery backups actually have a little bit of information for you. So they're not you're not going in blind all the time.
Yeah, and it's very simple. And when he showed me the picture of the display, it's nicely laid out and what it does for you. It's easy for a homeowner to read and understand what's going on.
Well, I need something easy and understandable. You mentioned the power surges, and I'm thinking a lot of people now have the digital thermostats.
Yep.
Are those more affected? Power surge?
Those run off your furnace, those digital thermostats, yeah. Right? So they're powered by the furnace. So if the furnace has an issue, then that could have an issue, yes. But it usually is not going to knock out the thermostat. Usually going to fry the board in the furnace, which is unfortunately significantly more expensive.
I would think so.
Yeah. There was another question real quick before we have to take a break. Should you rinse your fins out on your outside unit of AC?
Yes, but do not use a pressure washer.
Yeah, they're pretty delicate.
Very, very delicate. Now, it also depends on the type of unit you have. Some of the train units and things have a different type of spiky fin, and then you really can't rinse those. You got to pull them off apart and actually do it from inside out. Otherwise, when you try to rinse them, you actually just drive all the dirt further into the unit
into the unit,
and make it worse. So I would just use a hose and just spray off the outside. Some units, you may, like I said, you may not be doing much with that, but most of them, that's not going to hurt it.
Yeah. Before we go to news, Jason, let's remind everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. If you go to our website, callcapitalcares.com, or you can give us a phone call at 262-220-7020. We can talk to you about any things we're talking about on the show today, free estimates, any of that stuff. We do have two people working today. We got Brent and Brian in the office. They'll be happy to answer any of your questions or set anything up. Or on our website, you can go there and you can find tons of information. You can book your own appointments. If you're interested in new furnace and AC, you can get pricing for those right on the website for your water heaters as well. So if there's anything we can help with, we're happy to.
On that beyondification special of $49, do you only call or can you do that on the website as well?
You can do it on the website as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. With the beyondification special of $49, do you have to call in for that, or is that only...
No, you can book it right on the website. You can. We have a chat function there. You can chat with us, or you can book your appointments right into the thing if you'd like, if you know the time and date, or the chat can help you, or you can call us, or you can text us. So whatever the easiest communication method is for you.
All right. Well, we've got more from Jason Fox if you want to get through on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. But at 830, let's go to Elizabeth Linton in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
This is the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And welcome back. Jim Riegel's in for David Nason today. I'm Libby Collins, and we've got Jason Fox here. He is from our favorite, Capital Heating. Let me get it all right. Heating, cooling, and electric, and plumbing.
And
all
plumbing.
Four.
There we
got
go.
All right, we've got some calls coming in, Jason. We've got James in Milwaukee, and you've got a question about your furnace, Jim.
Yes, I have a duplex, upper and lower. Total square footage, about 1,800 square feet. It has two furnaces. But it seems that the cold air returns are combined. Is that normal?
No.
Not at all.
So was it a single family and someone carved it up in a duplex, or was it always a duplex?
No, it was always a duplex. And the heaters, the furnaces are only about 5 years old, so I don't understand why they, if it was combined, they left it combined. But you don't think it should be combined?
Well, no, because what happens is if you have two separate living spaces, right? So if someone's cooking something or doing things in one, you're going to transfer all that smell or whatever they're doing into the other one, right? Because if they're combined, they're
exactly.
sharing everything. So no, they're not supposed to be combined. Right. They're supposed to be completely separated. On homes, when you have a home with two furnaces, then you see combined, but that's already, it's all one living space.
Is there a way to fix that?
Yeah, I mean, to what, you know, we'd have to see it to what there is and what's combined. If is everything combined, or is it just two trunks combined into one? Then, you know, that's simpler. This depends what you have to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, James.
All right.
And, you mentioned the furnace. Now, I don't know if he needs two separate furnaces in that duplex, if maybe that would be the ultimate solution.
Well, he has two separate. He said he had two separate furnaces, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe he needs a new furnace?
Well.
He said they were only a few years old. But, if it's not installed right with the right flow, you could be damaging the equipment. So it's probably pretty critical to actually investigate this.
So yeah, so a furnace operation, right? A furnace or air conditioning, doesn't matter what it is. It's all about air movement, and if you don't have enough air movement, then the unit doesn't work right, right? So what happens is,
what happens when one's on, and what happens when they're both on, and how does the air flow? So yeah, it could be really complicated there.
Yeah, and when you don't have enough airflow, then you basically it's like running a marathon with a cocktail straw in your mouth, right? So when you're restricted. The furnace and air conditioner are still going to operate. They're just going to wear themselves out quicker, create other problems, draw a lot more dirt and debris into the system. So you end up with a bunch of other issues.
Sucking air out of the basement.
And it's not, it's bypassing the filter and all those other problems. So definitely something you want to get resolved. You want to make sure that your furnace is breathing properly so it lasts you longer. It's cheaper utilities. It doesn't get all filthy, all those kind of things.
Well, what happens if you really need a new furnace? You've got a special going on right now at Capital.
We do. Well, if you need a furnace or an air conditioner. So if you buy a new furnace right now, we're going to give you an air conditioner for free. We have that promotion going on through the end of the month. So you basically have us come out. We'll take a look at everything, and we'll give you a price for a new furnace and AC. And the air conditioner outdoor piece is free. I still have to pay for the permits and electric and things like that. But you get a free air conditioner when you buy a new furnace. So it's a great promo. We also have, if you just need a new air conditioner or just a furnace, we have 60 months 0% financing through the end of the month as well. So two great things going on right now, and you know, great time of year. There's a lot of people, you know, see this warm summer coming that we've had some tastes of already. So they're getting prepared and upgrading the equipment.
But even if you don't need a whole new furnace or air conditioning, you've got a special going through the end of the month where you can get your furnace, you can get your air conditioning checked.
Yep, $49. We'll come out and check your furnace or your AC, whatever one you'd like, through the end of the month. Normally, it's $199. We'll come out and do the full beautification. And we also have a spring duct cleaning special. So we have a coupon on our website. You can get $200 off of duct cleaning for the spring because, you know, you don't want to marinate in any more of the stuff that's there. Do you guys know how many skin cells you lose on average a year?
I'm afraid to ask.
A billion.
About 1.5 pounds.
No.
Are you kidding?
No. Is that a billion?
It's probably more than that.
A trillion? The national debt, $39 trillion.
So if you've got a family of four, you've got, what, 6 pounds of dead skin cells.
Yeah, that are floating around that you're marinating in all the time, right?
Well, we're not going to do math on the show. It always
and then think about all the people in your house that have come over, or if you've never had your ducts cleaned or other things like that. So
that's...
How often should you get your ducts cleaned?
Well, we're NADCA members, and NADCA says you should have them inspected every other year to see if they need to be cleaned. So that's what we recommend, is if you have an inspection to see if they need to be cleaned. However, if you've never had it done, you know, most homes, it's usually 5 to 7 years we see it that's ready to be done again. But some homes have, you know, it really depends on like how many pets you have, how many kids you have, all those kind of things, whether it's time or not. But, you know, the funny thing about the air in your home is, according to the EPA, it's the worst air you're going to breathe all day. And 99% of what's in the air, you can't see.
No, wait, I've never heard that before. It's the worst air you'll breathe all day. You might think you have a clean house.
Yeah, well, the problem is you have all these, you know, things, you know, you don't know what's in your ductwork unless you look at it, right, and see what it is, right? So you could have things that have died in there, right? Bugs, you know, rodents. Could have food down there. Who knows what, right? But the other thing about your home.
Oh, you're kind of making me disgusted this morning, Jason. I want my ducts cleaned now.
If you can't find one of the kids, you got to look there.
Yeah, exactly.
That turtle that escaped about a year ago.
The hamster that never returned. So you have that. But the reason in your home that the air is usually so bad is the worst thing we ever did to homes is attach garages, right? So think about the things that you keep in your garage, fertilizer, your cars.
But we also made them so tight. I mean, when you think of a house that was built when I was born, you know, they were leaky like crazy. Now,
the wind would blow right through the house.
Yeah. So nowadays they make them so tight, it traps everything in there. You're cooking and fumes and
exactly. We don't use our exhaust fans enough. We don't have and we breathe. Yep, exactly. So we don't have enough fresh air. So there's a lot of things in our home that actually are.
You got a teenage boy. He sweats. You know.
All those different things. So when you think about it, you start to add all that stuff up, that's what usually ends up to the air quality piece of in homes that makes it difficult, right? So you know, no two homes are the same. So every home's a little bit different. So typically it's, you know, you start with like cleaning the ductwork and then we figure out what needs there. Do you need fresh air?
Do you look in them to inspect them?
We drill holes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Put little caps on them when you're done.
Yep. And when you clean your ducts, we have to drill holes in them as well. So it takes, you know, we have to do that to get everything in there. We use high-powered trucks, 10,000 CFM of vacuum, right? So your shop vac that you have at your house, right, that's really powerful, that's 150, right?
So you got like 1,000 of those all lined up, sucking it out, but it's all in one truck.
All in one truck. And then we use 200 PSI of compressed air to agitate everything, get it moving, and get it out. So get all those skin cells outside.
That's a lot. And if you think you want to get that nasty, disgusting stuff out of your ducts, who do we call, Jason?
Call us at 262-220-7020. That's 262-220-7020. And we'll be happy to take care of that or go to callcapitalcares.com.
And Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing and Duct Cleaning is here this morning. And we've got more questions coming in on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. We'll get to them right after this.
It's the Fix-It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
And we are back with Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric and Plumbing. And we've got Jim Riedel here in for David Nace. You got a question for Jason.
Well, we were just talking about generators. And with storm damage and people's power going out, let's talk about them. There's whole house generators. There's obviously systems where people have to pull out their generator and plug into things. That's a, you know, you have to be home to do it, so that's, you know, a disadvantage to that. But there's sizing of generators based on the house size, and then it's like, do you want a generator that feeds your whole panel? Do you want one that only serves certain, you know, emergency circuits? So why don't you just cover a little bit of that?
Yeah, I mean, so there's like you said, there's a million options, right? Obviously, to cover your whole house is more expensive than just doing a few circuits. And then you, like you said, you can have ones that you keep in the garage, a gas powered one that you roll out and then plug a cord in, right? And it'll power just part of your panel, like a sub panel. Usually those are, or you know, what's been real popular these days too is we have ones where we'll put we have a generator transfer switch we can put on a furnace. Right. So if you just weren't worried about your furnace and your sump pump, you can just run a couple cords outside in the refrigerator. You can just run those out to like a little smaller power pack. So then you can plug in and just keep your critical things there. More and more, most people just switch over to the whole home because it's just a matter of convenience. Right. So power goes out within 60 seconds. Your entire house is back up and running.
It just, you don't have to do anything. You it don't just do automatically anything. Does.
Yeah. And then once the power comes back on, it'll shut itself back off.
Now, most of those are run by the gas that feeds your furnace and
natural
your
gas
stoves,
yep,
and things like that. So that's how they're powered to run to provide the generation of the electricity. But that's mainly the only option you kind of have with the whole house, right?
Yeah, I mean, because gas powered would be big, right? So you're not going to, or diesel or things like that. I mean, you can run them on propane too. So if you're out, you know,
propane, yeah,
further out, you know, but same propane, similar to natural gas, it's a little more expensive.
I actually was at a house where a guy had a diesel one, and he had a diesel tank, like, in his backyard, half buried. It was the most unusual thing
that's
I've seen at
so diesel ones and things, that's where you see, like, usually outside your Menards or your bigger things, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the bigger generators, typically. You'll see those. I mean, they make natural gas ones that are pretty large, too, but you're dealing with fuel. That fuel has to be rotated. There's, mm-hmm, I mean, there's a lot more components to do. So for homeowners, it's typically, you know, do you want to just worry about a few things, or do you want to just have the whole house covered? And yeah, and most people these days, we do less and less of the just parts, because it's like, it's hard to decide. So what part of your house you want covered is, okay, well, obviously I want the refrigerator. I want to make sure my furnace is going to work. I need my sump pump. Right. But then like, okay, I want these couple lights. And then it's like, okay, well, I would like the air conditioner because of in the summertime. Right. And then you start adding and adding, and before you know it, you're easier just to do the entire house and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've got Jason Fox here from Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And, you know, we haven't talked about the Capital Cares Club yet.
Well, let's give one away, and we'll talk about it when we come back. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan. We will do that on the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. It's 8:49.
Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey-what-did-you-do list. It's the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And we're talking with Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing.
Hey, we got it figured out.
And we do those ducts cleaning, too. All right. So let's talk about the Capital Cares Club, because that is what people wait for every time you are here, Jason.
Well, it's not the Capital Cares Club anymore for the last couple of years, but it's Merle's League of Home Defenders.
Merle. Merle the Squirrel.
Yes, so it's the world's greatest club, I guess. So what it includes is two of our beyondifications, right? So one for your heating system, one for your cooling system. It includes no service call fees ever. So for HVAC, electrical, or plumbing, you don't pay for anything for us to come out. You get a free whole home plumbing inspection. You get one free drain cleaning per year. And you get a free whole home electrical inspection. You get 10% off duct cleaning. You get 20% off repairs. And you get $400 worth of capital cash you can use towards a piece of new equipment, towards indoor air quality stuff, or towards our water quality treatment as well. So
it sounds better than the Mickey Mouse Club.
So it's packed full of benefits. You know, we're going to give one a couple away here right now, but it's $48 to join, $24 a month if you're not a lucky winner. But we're going to give some away. So if you want to text the word club, CLUB, to 414-214-0184. That's the word club to 414-214-0184. Where the lucky winner will get a notification that you won, and then Brent or Brian will be reaching out to you today to get you all set up and get your services booked, and you'll be part of the family.
Well, you mentioned that you've got a $400 credit.
Yep.
Now, can you use that for anything?
So so if you need new piece of equipment, so a furnace or air conditioner, something like that, motor bearing equipment, a boiler, any of those things, you can use it towards that. You can use it towards our indoor air quality items, so like UV lights, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, that kind of stuff. or our water treatment, so water softeners, water purity, things like that.
Well, you mentioned furnaces.
Yep.
And you've got a special going on for those right now with an air conditioner.
Yeah, buy a furnace and get a free AC. So that's a great promotion, right? Save you a bunch of money right before this heat, hot summer we're about to have.
And speaking of air conditioners, if you haven't gotten it checked yet.
Yeah, well, $49 through the end of the month and $69 next month.
And then it goes up to?
$199.
So you got to call now.
Call now. It's the best time to call. So give us a call at 262-220-7020. Or for the giveaway, text the word club to 414-214-0184.
All right. And we've got one more question.
Yeah, one more question. It's kind of a long message, but basically he wants to replace the water supply piping in his house. He says copper's too expensive. He's confused about plastic from what people are telling him. Separate colors, one color like red or blue, and then or just do all white. And then his community is going to be replacing the lead line to his house next year. So should he do the water pipes first or after they do their part?
So water pipes can be done any time. The lead line is your service coming in, right? So that's, you know, that's more of to get, make sure you don't have lead in the water, and the city's trying to get rid of all those because they don't want to stop treating them, the water, sort of water treatment with everything with that. So, as far as the, I would stay away from the CPVC. I would focus on a PEX product.
And that's the hard pipe, the sticks of pipe, not the flexible.
Exactly. Yeah. The red and blue is more of a, you know, so you can tell which one's a hot cold, but it doesn't have any difference than the white, right? So as far as color doesn't, it's more preference if you want to be able to look up and know which one's which. So that's kind of common these days. But the CPVC pipe, which is the hard plastic, I'm not a fan of. As it gets older, it gets very brittle.
Yeah.
And you can have other issues with that. So I would go that route. Obviously, copper has always been the gold standard, but yes, copper prices have come up. But it's very common with people with that have galvanized piping because it's corroding and things. And, you know, that it was meant to last about 50 years. And a lot of it's been in longer than 50 years.
Yeah, I think he mentions 85 in his message. 85 years.
Yeah. So what happens is that corrodes inside real bad and things. And you have all these other issues. And, you know, then you end up with a catastrophic.
A lot of times
ones.
They rot out from the inside out.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't even see it until it's kind of too bad.
Well, if you've got any of these issues, plumbing, electric, air conditioning. What am I leaving out? Heating. You know who to call. It's Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing, and Duct Cleaning.
Everything that makes your house convenient to use.
And Jason, you've got those great specials going on right now. Let's remind everybody what they could do.
Yep, buy a furnace, get a free AC, and a $49 beyondification through the end of the month. And we have 0% financing for new furnaces or air conditioners. So we have some really great offers. If you need information, give us a call at 262-220-7020 or go to callcapitalcares.com.
And there are people there right now.
There are people there right now. I'm happy to help you.
And I couldn't get the text in fast enough to win that thing. So what was that number again?
The text is... So write it down, Jim. It's 414-214-0184. Text the word club. Might be a little late now, though.
Jason,
oh, darn.
Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing. Thanks for being here. Jim Reno, thanks for being here. David Mason. And the Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.